October 29th. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Ephesians 6, verse 11. Many a coach has told his players, "The best defense is a good offense." But St. Paul, coaching Christians in Ephesus, puts most of his emphasis on the defensive equipment his team will need to defeat the formidable opponent, Satan. In Ephesians 6, verses 14 through 17, Paul gives his charges the following instruction. "Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the work of God." Note that the latter, the sword of the Lord, His word, is the only offensive weapon Paul places in the Christian arsenal. But it is a powerful one. When you hide His word in your heart, no slings or arrows the world sends your way will harm you. If you place your trust in God's word, you have an invincible sword capable of sustaining you in any battle. Don't let us forget, Father, that you are our strength, our fortress, our defender in times of trouble.